Hello, listeners. Thank you for coming back to my podcast. Today, I will answer the CCR final task question. How does your product use or challenge conventions, and how does it represent social groups or issues? So, since we were mostly aiming for a thriller film, our group decided to focus on creating a suspenseful and intense story about a girl who went missing, but no one seemed to care. The mystery begins when the main character goes to sleep, and that's where things start to get eerie. She has this dream that starts out nice, just like a regular dream, until it takes a dark turn. While leaving a beach party, she stumbles upon a dead body, the girl that was on the missing poster. The dream gets even more intense when the character wakes up, scared, only to get a phone call with no caller ID, leaving her with even more questions. The plot is meant to build tension and keep the audience on edge the entire time. While we were researching thriller films, we discovered several techniques that helped us create the suspense we wanted. We looked at how things like high-angle shots, low-angle shots, Dutch shots, and tracking shots are used in thrillers to put the audience in a certain mindset. We used a tracking shot to follow the character's movements, which made the audience feel involved in the moment. The Dutch angle added a sense of unease and disorientation, making the viewer feel like something was off. We used the high-angle shots to make the character appear small or vulnerable in certain scenes, adding to the tension. Additionally, the low-angle shots made certain characters appear more powerful or threatening, which helped build suspense and contrast. In terms of lighting, we focused a lot on how it could impact the mood of the film. Most of our story takes place at night, so we filmed in the evening to match that setting. Lighting played a huge role in setting the tone, making sure the atmosphere was eerie and intense to fit the thriller genre. We chose to film at one of our group members' houses because that's where the main character was supposed to sleep, and at the beach because it fit the vibe of the film. The house gave us a confined, intimate setting where things could feel tense and claustrophobic, while the beach party location added to an isolated feeling, making the mystery even more unsettling. Using camera shots, this allowed us to think about how to frame the shots to create tension, while for lighting, it made us think about how we could use shadows and light to enhance the mood. The acting was key, as we knew the actors' performances would carry the emotional way of the thriller. For mise-en-scene, it helped us design the environments to reflect the darker tone we wanted to set. For props, especially the missing poster, the beach party setting, and the phone call, all played into creating the narrative. Finally, using the sound was essential to adding to the anxiety and fear with the eerie silence and the mysterious phone call. As for how this film represents social issues, it highlights how missing people, especially young women, are sometimes ignored or brushed off. In society, we see cases of missing individuals often not getting the attention they deserve, and this film draws attention to that. The main character's dream reflects the fear of not being safe or heard, something that many people, especially women, experience. The creepy phone call adds a layer of anxiety, showing how people can feel watched or targeted, contributing to the overall feeling of unease. On a deeper level, the film hits at how trauma and fear can come back to haunt you when you least expect it, making you question what's real and what's not. By focusing on these social issues, we wanted the film to be more than just a story about suspense. We wanted to address how fear, trauma, and social neglect can affect an individual, especially a woman. The film's twists and turns are designed not only to keep you on the edge of your seat, but also to spark deeper thoughts about this issue it brings up. It's a reflection of the anxiety many feel in a world where safety, privacy, and justice can sometimes feel out of reach. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I'll see you on the next episode.